Good evening, everyone. It's 8:25 p.m. here in Hyderabad, and it's an awesome weather, I would say. There has been showers, sunshine, everything that you would want to have in this weather. I biked for 2 hours. At noon, around 3 o'clock, and actually enjoyed the bike ride because it started raining outside, and in my balcony there was a very cool breeze, and I could really pump myself up. Also, today is my son's birthday, and of course, apart from really wishing him, there was a lot of sweets, cakes, kheer, and pav bhaji. All his favorite food were cooked today, and he really enjoyed it. And there's one thing I like about my son is he is mature for his age in terms of you know, he really cares about other people, and that's one thing that I really like and admire in him. For instance, he didn't celebrate his birthday 2 years back because just a few days before his birthday, the principal of his school had expired. And he said that I'm not going to celebrate my birthday because I really don't want to distribute sweets in class when my principal is not alive, has just expired. So that's a very good thought. And there have been multiple instances where he's really shown kindness to people. And I like that behavior of his. It's good to have a son who's really thinking about others. I hope he grows up to be a wonderful person. He definitely has our blessings. It's all now up to him as to how he grows into, hope he gets into good company, but that's his life. I would definitely want to help him whenever he needs my help. I've never forced myself on my kids. I will never, but whenever they need me, I will always be there for them. So, here's wishing him a very happy birthday in my podcast. And wishing him a healthy, happy life. My day started at around 3:30 as usual. Woke up. Did my HRV reading and was happy to see it's perfectly fine. Wrote my morning journal, had my cup of coffee, and I still had some time, so I was looking into some of the EMS devices, and it triggered me that in Men in Fitness we need to make our own EMS device. Got a few ideas of how to do it, but again, now, you know, I need an electrical engineer who can really help me get to the core of the implementation. So let's see, that's also going to happen. I'm on an innovation spree. I really want to experiment with creating a lot of stuff for the sports that I am in. I want to bring in smart training rather than hard training. I want to see how we can efficiently train our body with the limited time that we have and maximize our potential. So there are these different ideas that I have been bouncing on and off. And I sincerely hope that these ideas come into fruition and really people can actually reap the benefits of it. And that's something that I'm quite excited about. I had a good swim session. Was joined by Shri, Sai and Sham. I wanted to focus on Sai's breathing techniques. I tried to explain him about breathing every stroke and how he should be breathing, not turning his neck too much and using his body for breathing, and how to breathe every stroke, right, every right and every left. So hopefully, yeah, he needs a little bit of practice, but I could see he was quite comfortable. And with Charm, basically it was trying to teach him the breathing skill of using the one arm drill. He's also picking up quite well. Shini was good today. He's a quick learner, so he was swimming quite well today. My focus was again on body alignment and swimming more efficiently. And actually, I'm loving my swim nowadays compared to what it was before. I've been focusing a lot on raising my legs and making sure I'm pretty horizontal in water. I yet have to see a video of mine swim, so maybe next week I will ask someone to take a video of my swim and I will share it across to everyone if it is worth sharing, definitely. After coming back, the smell of pav bhaji made me very hungry, so I didn't feel like doing my 20 minute exercise and I just gorged on pav bhaji. You know, there's something about the smell that really makes you feel hungry. You know, no matter how health conscious you are, you know, some Indian foods like pav bhaji, puri bhaji, or we can say bhaji, you know, they trigger an appetite. And I'm human too, right? So I really gorged on pav bhaji today. And of course, after that, I felt very lazy. I was too full. Didn't work for some time, but the lethargy really caught me up. After working for an hour, I slept for a few minutes, took a power nap, woke up, and again started working on. And then I did my 20 minute routine exercise and felt good after the 20 minute exercise. I still had a 2 hour bike ride to do, and there's a lot of pretty stuff that was really pending. There were a lot of to-dos that were pending which I had not completed. And I was wondering whether I'll be able to finish all those items. Luckily, yes, I've finished most of the items. I actually wanted to record an audio today, but there's so much of noise around. So much of noise around that I'm not able to record. I had recorded once, but the audio quality was really bad. There's a lot of outside noise. And I'm really waiting for some silence to be there to be able to record the audio. Basically, the audio is about amino acids. What are amino acids? How and when to use them? So that's the subject. There was a question that was asked. I felt it'd be better if I record an audio so that people can listen to it whenever they want to, and it'll help them rewind, listen, rather than have a text. So yeah, maybe tomorrow morning I might record it if I get a chance. Just need some silence around to record that. Today also I worked on the VO2 max plan. Now that's the basic thing that's getting complicated now. Now that I've created the profile tests, now I have to create the overall plan. And started off with the Ironman training plan. Basically, it starts with a 10,000 feet view, distributing the hours over a period of 24 weeks, and then finding on the peak weeks. It's not an easy task. There's a lot of distribution of work that's there. But I think once I get this template, I will be able to create the plan in a much better manner and explain the plan in a much better manner to everybody. So that template is very important. Still a lot of work left on that. But I think once I am able to do it, it should fall in place. I had a one-on-one call with Neeraj today, and it's nice to know that he's putting in efforts to learn swimming. That's pretty good. Apart from all the stuff that I'm doing, I'm actually now listening to a book, an audio book, and it's a fantastic book. Let me just pull out the name of it. It is, here it comes, Talking to Strangers. Now this is a fantastic book, which is written by Malcolm Gladwell. Talking to Strangers, What We Should Know About the People We Don't Know. And it's an awesome audiobook. I'm at chapter 5 now, and it really is an eye-opener in terms of how we misinterpret people by what they say, by what we look at them. And a few examples that the book cited was during the World War, before the World War, when the British Foreign Minister and Prime Minister went to meet Hitler, how they were fooled by Hitler's words, his body language, everything. And another example was how judges were poor in understanding which criminals should they give bail and which shouldn't get a bail. A lot of examples that were there. Definitely something that will be useful, but I think I need to listen to it again because it's a very complicated topic, and to decipher this is not easy. So once I go through this audiobook, I'll again listen to it to really understand the gist of it. Basically, it's more of a storytelling with lots of examples. And yeah, that's one book that I'm listening to currently, apart from the audio books that I usually listen to. So that's it from my side. I think another day, fantastic day. One thing I couldn't achieve today was, of course, create the audio message that I want to record. Let's see, maybe after this podcast, if I get a chance, I will definitely record it, or I'll leave it for tomorrow morning. I think I'll leave it for tomorrow morning. I'll just take some rest and be fresh and record it before people wake up. So thank you, folks, for listening to this podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. And if you do have any queries, any suggestions, anything you want me to cover in the podcast, I'll be very happy to talk about it. And I'm happy that I'm able to share what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis to everyone and whoever's listening to this podcast. Thank you very much. And I will see you soon. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.